Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. More vaccine supplies are heading to more pharmacies across this country next week. The Biden administration says it'll ship an additional 1 million doses to a network of pharmacies beginning February 11th. NPR's Yuki Noguchi has the latest.
Some consumers will be able to start booking appointments to get vaccinated at their local pharmacies. The federal government will ship the additional doses to 6,500 retail stores. That's only 10% of all pharmacies in the U.S. But as vaccine production ramps up, it will become more widely available. The White House's COVID-19 czar, Jeff Zients, emphasized consumers should remain patient.
In the early phase, many pharmacies across the country will not have vaccine or may have very limited supply.
He says consumers should check for availability and their eligibility on pharmacy websites. Eventually, he says, the program hopes to ramp up in as many as 40,000 stores. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.
There's still no sign of consensus over how big the next coronavirus relief package should be. President Biden wants $1.9 trillion. A group of Republican senators with whom he met yesterday countered with $618 billion. Today, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters that's not enough for the president.
His view is that at this point in our country, when one in seven American families don't have enough food to eat, we need to make sure people get the relief they need and are not left behind.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer was slated to get the ball rolling today on a process that would allow Democrats to approve Biden's plan with a slim majority if Republicans don't sign on. Two FBI agents were killed and three wounded in Florida today. NPR's Greg Allen reports they were serving a warrant on a person suspected of violent crimes against children.
The incident happened around 6 a.m. this morning in Sunrise near Fort Lauderdale. Agents were investigating a subject reportedly suspected of child pornography possession. The FBI says when it was over, two agents and the suspect were dead. Three other agents were wounded. Two were taken to the hospital. The shootings took place in a residential neighborhood that remained locked down for at least 3 hours. The FBI hasn't released the name of the suspect. The agents killed were Daniel Alfin and Laura Schwarzenberger. FBI Director Christopher Wray says the Bureau will be forever grateful for their bravery. The FBI says it won't be releasing any further details while the incident is under investigation. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
Police in Oklahoma are investigating a mass shooting at a home. They say six people, including five children, are dead. A woman's been hospitalized with life-threatening injuries. Police say a man they suspect in the killings is now in custody. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 593 points, nearly 2% at 30,803. This is NPR News. Iranian state television is reporting that sailors from a seized South Korean tanker are free to leave the country on humanitarian grounds. Iranian troops seized the vessel last month, claiming it was causing environmental pollution in the Strait of Hormuz. Critics accused Iran of trying to use the seizure as leverage in negotiations with South Korea, a U.S. ally. Seoul has frozen billions of dollars in Iranian assets. Captain Tom Moore, a British World War II veteran who raised more than $40 million for the country's National Health Service, has died after contracting COVID-19. He was 100 years old. NPR's Frank Langford has more.
Moore raised the money last year by walking 100 laps before his 100th birthday with the help of his walker in his garden in England. Fueled by social media, his campaign captured the imagination of millions here in the United Kingdom and made Moore a household name at 99. His efforts, optimism, and good cheer provided a big morale boost to a nation whose government has been widely seen to have bungled the response to the coronavirus. Britain has the highest coronavirus death toll in Europe, more than 100,000. Queen Elizabeth knighted Moore at Windsor Castle in July. Moore contracted pneumonia in recent weeks. His family said he was not given the vaccine because of medication he was taking for pneumonia. Moore was diagnosed with COVID-19 last week. Frank Langford, NPR News, London.
The president of France says vaccines will be available to the general public in his country by the end of summer. Emmanuel Macron said during a television interview, because of the threat posed by new variants of the virus, vaccine distribution, or production rather, will be ramped up. This is NPR.